USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
It could be months or years before remains turned over by North Korea can be identified, but the Pentagon's Callie McKegg says the forensics analysis is underway.
Understandably, reactions from the families of the 7,700 still missing from the Korean War is palpable because this is an opportunity for more of them to get long-sought answers.
Many of the skeletal remains were not well preserved. A hostage situation at a children's daycare facility near Houston is over. Officials say a 19-year-old motorist who ran a red light fired shots at pursuing officers and eventually holed up at his grandmother's house, where eight children ages 14 months to 18 years were being cared for. Chief Sheriff's Deputy Edison Tokika.
After our hostage negotiation communications with the suspect, he did surrender peacefully without any injury to the suspect or any officers on the scene.
The suspect had a burglary warrant out for him in Arkansas. You're listening to USA Radio. News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Within a couple of days, the reward for the safe return of missing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts has grown from $2,000 to $200,000. Her father, Rob Tibbetts.
People are reluctant to come forward with information because they think it's irrelevant or it's trivial. Nothing is irrelevant. Nothing is trivial.
Investigators have reportedly concluded that a woman spotted in northwest Missouri this past weekend was not Tibbetts. GOP leaders say Democrats are stalling by insisting to see more documents related to Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's past work as a White House attorney in the George W. Bush administration. Senator John Cornyn says nothing is being hidden.
For some of our Democratic colleagues, there will never be enough paper. You will never be able to produce enough to satisfy them. That's because five of them made up their mind even before the nominee was named that they would vote against anyone that this president nominated.
The White House says it doesn't want a taxpayer-funded fishing expedition. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Ivanka Trump says no, she does not think the news media are the people's enemy. Speaking at an event in Washington hosted by Axios, the president's eldest daughter did say she can relate to people who have concerns with the news industry.
I've certainly received my fair share of reporting on me personally that I know not to be fully accurate.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, asked about Ivanka's comments, says she feels the president's remarks may be justified.
When I was hosted by the Correspondents Association, of which almost all of you are members of, you brought a comedian up to attack my appearance and call me a traitor to my own gender.
Scott Baio, the former Charles in Charge actor, has been accused of rape by former co-star Nicole Eggert. She says the two had sex before she was 18. Baio says he's making five public polygraph exams he's taken public to clear his name. The founder of Papa John's wants to return to his role as the public face of the pizza chain. Last month, John Schnatter resigned as chairman of the board after it was revealed he used the N-word during a media training conference call. Schnatter now vows to return to TV and radio ads once the public understands the context of his comments. He still owns nearly 30% of the stock in Papa John's. One of the most anticipated movies of the hashtag MeToo era is the story of the women of Fox News who brought down the toxic male culture at the news network. Earlier this year, Charlize Theron made headlines when it was announced that she would play former Fox News host Megyn Kelly. Now the Hollywood Reporter reports that Nicole Kidman is in talks to play former Fox anchor Gretchen Carlson, and Margot Robbie is in talks to play a fictional associate producer. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.